Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast and San Diego Comic-Con, which is one of the largest Comic-Con, if not the largest Comic-Con. And there were a lot of announcements, a lot of trailers that came out. We're going to address most of it. So we're going to start off with the man that wants you to refer to him by his birth name, Miguel Castro. He's a Gestapo destroying G.I. Joe like he's Destro. Big Mike.
Really? he's Destro.
But Big Mike, yeah. How did you feel about the Marvel announcements?
So I think most of the news we kind of already knew beforehand. So it wasn't really anything too surprising other than the name of the Thor movie, because they had already said that Thor 4 was going to happen and that Akira got pushed back indefinitely. So Taika Waititi was going to direct it. And apparently, I guess he's already been writing because he said he already has a script. But I think the big news was that actually going to go the route of the female Thor this time, and that Natalie Portman is coming back to play Jane again, which I thought was interesting because last I heard, she had already kind of said, I'm done with the MCU stuff, not really a big fan of doing it, blah, 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 and she was supposedly out. But
the mouse Marvel, came with the money.
Well, I think it's partially that. It's also because Frank Grillo just did an interview, and he actually said he's still contracted to do 5 more appearances. Even though Crossbones is dead, he's still obligated by contract to do 5 more. I think at the end of the day, Marvel signed everybody to multiple film deals. More than likely, Natalie Portman had stuff still on her contract, and it was kind of like, hey, whether you like it or not, you coming to do the movie. Come out, smile for the camera, say you're happy about it. And then, I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to be the first female Thor, which I think is a big bonus for her. So now she's kind of like, okay, I'm on board, whatever. So that put that room in the bed. Hemsworth said he wanted to come back, so that already was happening, and now we know that's official. So that's good. Shang-Chi, we already knew about. I thought it was interesting. And for some reason, I can't remember the dude's name right now because I did not get a chance to write my notes. The guy tweeted in 2018, hey, Marvel, we need to talk about Shang-Chi. And then they ended up hiring him to be the lead role. So I thought that was kind of slick. Because last rumor was Donnie Yen was up for it, but they went with the younger guy. And I'm sure that's a smart decision because...
Yeah, Donnie's a little too old for that.
Yeah, so you're going to want to see this go further because right now Marvel's on a wave of our movies work. So let's continue going. Eternals, I knew about Angelina Jolie, of course. Was no Keanu Reeves. That doesn't mean that he doesn't get cast and ends up in the movie anyway, even though I think he's probably auditioning for a different Marvel role altogether. But they had a very diverse cast. They're going to have the first deaf character be played by a deaf actress. I said Marvel right now, and I said this last podcast, they're all about inclusion, all about diversity, and I think that showed through this whole panel. Most of the shows that they announced, we already knew about on the Disney streaming service. What If is going to be animated, so I thought that was interesting because that was always a good comic series that I liked. So rather than do live action, do animation, I think is a better move because it kind of allows you to do more and go into those different What If stories. The big thing that I thought was not really shocked, but I was like, oh man, that was a good move, was Mahershala Ali is going to be Blade. Like, perfect pivot from Wesley to this dude, 2-time Academy Award winner, hell, with some sunglasses, looks like Blade, and incredible actor who I think can pull it off.
So I have some problems with that. Mainly just because it's like Disney didn't want to do anything with Blade until they realized they could make money off of people.
Well, yeah, that's true. Dude actually tweeted right basically what you said. He was like, if you think we showed up for Black Panther, wait till you see the amount of lawn chairs we have for Blade. So you're absolutely right.
Man, like, that is the movie that essentially started this era of Marvel, this era of comic book movies. That Blade 1998 was a great movie. Blade 2, I like it. Blade 3.
Yeah.
Keith, I know you like that movie, yo. I know you like that movie. Because Ryan Reynolds is in it. Don't you like that movie, Keith? Yes or no?
No, I don't like it.
You do like it, yo. You do like it.
No, man.
Triple H is in that. God. The Blade movie, interesting. Interesting. That's all I can say. Good casting, but... As I was saying,
it'd be interesting to see how they do it because Wesley was more martial arts focused. Mahershala, I don't think, is going to have a ton of martial arts in it. So I'm not too sure how they're going to do that because that was part of what made Blade 1 and 2 great to me, was Wesley doing what Wesley does. But they're half and half on origin films. There's some that are great and then the other ones that just really didn't work. And so I'm kind of curious to see how they do this, if it's going to work now or if, like most of them, it's going to be, it's okay. And then pick still tracking, like Doctor Strange. Now we'll see what happens with that. So clearly there's multiverse because it's in the damn title. So whether or not you want to say there is one or not based on what happened in Far From Home, I'd say, yeah, there is one. So now I guess we'll get into that with his movie. But they said that'll be the first goth slash horror based Marvel film. So I guess it's going to be pretty trippy.
They say it was going to be scary too.
Yeah.
What, Doctor Strange?
Yep.
Yeah. They said it's going to be a horror movie. But I don't know how much horror you can do with Disney to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, well, remember, they're going to keep it PG-13. So that's always the rating they're shooting for. It's only going to go but so far. Disney Plus streaming service stuff, we already knew most of those titles anyway. They just confirmed that Loki will be based on Loki that grabbed the Tesseract and escaped in Avengers Endgame. WandaVision will have Monica Rambeau as well. That was a new thing. Hawkeye, which Jeremy Renner should be happy because he's always wanted to explore Hawkeye more and really flush the character out. So that's supposed to be focused on his time as Ronan, and then his daughter would be a character in it too. So got that. Falcon and Winter Soldier. So that's it. Most of this stuff is just, and according to Feige, this is just phase four. This has nothing to do with anything else with the rest of the slate they already have listed as phase five and six and whatever else. No other big announcements. Fantastic Four did not get announced, but he did confirm that they're developing. I think, and this is my theory, I call BS. I think they already got an idea where they're going with it. I actually believe they already got ideas for X-Men and all that kind of mapped out. I think it was give you enough at Comic-Con to whet your appetite. Disney, D23 in October, the big one for them. I think that's when they dropped the big bomb about who's cast for Fantastic Four and all that kind of stuff. And that's right around the time Disney Plus launches. So I think that's when all the big news is supposed to drop. So they gave you enough to whet your appetite at Hall H. Everybody went, yelled, and clapped and all that. But it wasn't like a big mind-blowing, shocking amount of announcements and all that. So, I mean, it's a good Marvel panel, but they know what we really want to know. Skip all the BS. What's up, Fantastic Four and X-Men? Let's just get to it.
Wherever this next phase is going might not be as concise as the, I guess, first three phases. So,
but it's just, and I think the thing that they really should have done to me is you really need to keep in mind, Black Widow, we didn't even talk about that, but whatever. I mean, it's a prequel.
They said they actually had a small little trailer on it. I don't know.
I thought that was a sequel.
No, it's a prequel.
Take place between...
I was supposed to show the Budapest stuff that her and Hawkeye keep referencing, and
it'll probably be like a flashback, I'm going to assume.
To me, they need to make sure they keep focused for everybody that the films are their one thing and this Disney Plus is a total separate thing. Because when you put it all like, this is all phase four, okay, so all those Disney Plus shows and everything going on between that, what is all that contributing to lead up to? Because the first phase, it was everything's leading up to this point. If you're throwing in all these prequels and people that are already dead or don't exist or have nothing to do with the timeline anymore and all that stuff, what's the point you're getting to? That's the only thing I would say keep in mind. So, still got Guardians 3, Black Panther 2.
And those are phase 5, we're assuming, which is, what, 4 years out, maybe?
Feige said a couple times already that going forward, they're going cosmic. I think those are all the big announcements coming at the Disney conference. And if they don't announce X-Men, I do believe they will have Fantastic Four already kind of cast and figured out by then. That'll probably be the big shock drop, big announcement. If they don't announce it, then they at least give you a hint on which direction they're going and where they're possibly headed for the big, oh yeah, this is what we're working towards. Because the Russos are done unless they do Secret Wars. They already said if you do that, they're coming back. So
when I'm watching it, none of the stuff for me popped out as much as, you know, the last 10 years or 11 years that Marvel has been in. I mean, there's things in here and I'm like, oh, okay, we already knew about Doctor Strange. We knew that Black Widow movie was coming out. And I see that they're expanding their brand as far as their own version of Netflix. And that's great and all. But Blade, we've been knowing, has been coming, although different, because, you know, Blade, Wesley Snipes did a very good job in that. I'm going to assume that he's going to have some sort of role in it.
Mahershala Ali. Good casting, but at some point, somebody, either DC and or Marvel, needs to go get the dude that was from Elon Noel from the first Purge. Like, somebody needs to cast him in something. Like, Black Panther 2, something. He needs to be in something. Somebody make that happen. And also that other dude that was Sharon from...
Moonlight.
Yeah, Moonlight. Somebody needs to go grab them and put them in a movie. They deserve to be comic book characters.
I'm kind of excited about Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, because there's so many different directions that they can go. Although there's not really I don't even think there's a script at this point. Eternals, there's not really much known about them, but I mean, look what they did to Guardians of the Galaxy. Now they're a household name. All these TV shows that they do have going on, whether it's WandaVision, Falcon, Winter Soldier, Loki, Hawkeye, or even What If? Although, What If, I'm just like, all right, well, there's not going to be anything about Tony Stark on it. I don't think he was even in any of the pictures on there. And like what Mike said earlier, it's going to be an animated show where they talk about the character. I don't know if there's going to be actual stories. Hey, what if Spider-Man held the Infinity Gauntlet? Anything like that. The Thor movie, Love and Thunder. I'm glad that, you know, the director's coming back, but I'm not really too fond of Jane holding the hammer. I mean,
it happened in the comic books. So, well, not that particularly, but I mean, it happened.
No, I'm not doubting that it didn't happen. I mean, shoot, I was following Thor for the longest time. I still got all his comics at my parents' house, but
yeah, that's a recent storyline.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not, again, even then, I'm still not very fond of it. We'll see how they play it out. For the most part, most of their movies have been gold. Most of them, not all. Some were, I'm not very fond of Ant-Man movies, but I mean, we'll see how it goes. I'm pretty sure it's part of a bigger universe that they're trying to put together, although I'm very curious on how the Legend of the Ten Rings is going to come around. Like,
the Mandarin is supposed to be in there, so.
Yeah, so he is, the hero of this. Is he human? Do you know much about the character? I don't know much about the character. And if he's human, a human beating someone who has superpowers with rings, how's that possible?
I don't know. We'll have to watch the movie and find out.
I know. We might have to wait. And Hawkeye, I don't know. I'm not too keen on that either. That kind of goes in there with like the Defenders. Like, oh, these are street heroes. Nothing wrong with them.
It's Hawkeye. Come on. Come on. Why does he have a show?
I don't know. Maybe it was in a contract. I don't know. But the one thing I did like about it is that they did confirm that X-Men and Fantastic Four are in the early stages, which means that there's a bigger plan. Not that we didn't know, but that it is coming. Wait more to when Disney has theirs and they make even more announcements. Now, mind you, when they talk about Phase 4, typically think they talk about movies. Maybe some of these TV shows gets replaced by movies.
Well, you know who deserves a TV show? Michael Peña and T.I.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Mm-mm.
That would just be hilarious. All right, that's all I got.
All right, so moving on. Again, there was other announcements. So moving in the direction that I want to go in, which is Star Trek Picard. Keith, your thoughts?
I've broken my rule, and that is I was going to be cautiously optimistic about with anything Star Trek related after the second Star Trek movie that J.J. Abrams did. But
high garbage.
That Picard show looks good. That looks good to me.
Yeah.
It hit the right tone, and it was enough little hints that fit in with it.
Yeah.
Star Trek Nemesis sucked. It was a terrible movie. It was a horrible movie.
Tom Hardy was in that movie. He was Shinzon.
It was a terrible movie. It was directed and written by a guy who didn't know Star Trek, didn't care about Star Trek, didn't like Star Trek. End point, he was probably J.J. Abrams' mentor. Either way, he didn't like it. So he did a shitty job with it.
Yeah.
Everybody was done playing the character. But after they saw that movie, all of them agreed that you just can't leave it like this. Paramount said, yes, we can. And they left it like that.
Yeah. And then they went backwards in time for everything Star Trek.
Yes. In which Enterprise. Case, and you know, they found success with that 2009 movie. I liked it. I was a fan of the reboot. I thought it was a good idea to get a fresh take on Star Trek, get everybody pumped into it. I'm going to be honest with you. I think right now, I think that first movie did enough of a shot of adrenaline, creative juices flowing for the studios to understand that there's money to be made with Star Trek.
Oh, Keith said something positive about J.J. Abrams.
He pitched something good. The bullshit pitch he put out was enough to give that show a revitalization. Actual creative talent coming behind him and ignoring the bullshit he put out, we now have Star Trek coming tonight the way it is. I'm pumped for Picard. It's interesting to see Patrick Stewart kind of hearing his voice and stuff, but I'm, you know, realizing he's what, over 70 now?
Yeah, I want to say he's probably close to 80.
Yeah, he's pushing 80 right now. So he is the old man Picard. Like you understand, this is like actual few years ahead of the final story. The last episode of Star Trek.
Yep. All Next good Generation. Things.
Basically, his character at the end was suffering from dementia. He was basically old man Picard, retired from Starfleet as an admiral, making wine, but all the same going a little crazy, stir crazy. But basically, the new trailer that popped up, living on his vineyard, making wine, and a young girl comes by and sees him. There's a voiceover of him talking about the events that took place in Star Trek Nemesis,
yeah,
where one of his crew members was killed, Commander Data.
Yep, Data, and then it was B4. So
I think he ended up getting scrapped or whatever. I got a sense of who that girl is, and I'm wondering if they're going to do it. I think it's going to be Data's daughter, Lal.
Or a Borg hybrid Lal.
Even better. It's all like even better.
I mean, Jerry Ryan, who was in Voyager, shows up. Yeah. And then there's also supposed to be Jonathan Frakes, Marina Sirtis, Brent Spiner, and whomever else. I'm pretty sure Will Wheaton will probably show up at some point.
I want to say, what's his name is going to show up too?
John DeLancey.
Don't know about him because they had to make him immortal. They had to de-age him a little bit.
I mean, they can do it.
I'm pretty sure they bring Geordi LaForge back, LeVar Burton. I'm pretty sure he'll pop up. I'm hoping Guinan pops up. I mean, if doesn't even have to dwell on that, on what happened back then. Like the
yeah, I mean, it could just be the new adventures of Jean-Luc Picard with exactly. A couple occasional cameos, and I'm fine with that.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Just to wrap this up, yes, 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 and yes, we're going to talk about It Chapter 2. Comments.
I'm all about that.
I'm excited about that trailer. Although I'm assuming the way the trailer is being presented that this will be the last movie. It won't be a trilogy like how everything is these days.
Doesn't need to be.
Doesn't need to be. Thank God.
I don't know. I'm just saying it just seems like it's only going to be two movies rather than
three. Yeah, no, it's supposed to be the last one.
I mean, because that first movie, I think it really benefited from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Aside from the fact that it was a very good movie. And very creepy. Because that one dude got up and left out of a theater. He was like, oh, I can't do this. Like,
it was what was even funnier, I think, about the movie that I liked so much about it was that character Pennywise was just fucking with those kids. Dicking with them so much. It was like a bully. He was like a bully just picking on some kids. On one hand, it got sinister and horrifying at points in time. They toned down on some of the more horrifying elements from the book. I don't want to say that it lightened the tone, but it made... The route they went with Pennywise was a good.
Next movie is Terminator Dark Fate. Comments?
No comment.
That trailer rubbed me the wrong way because there was a trailer with like starts off
is
with
there a new one
behind the scenes featurette. It's a trailer that starts off with the director. And he's like basically just cursing like, oh, my God, I realized I was making a Terminator movie. And I'm like, all right, well, this is already turning out to be something. Garbage. So everybody's just basically cursing throughout the whole thing. So you have James Cameron cursing, Linda Hamilton cursing, Arnold Schwarzenegger cursing. I'm like, weird thing for a trailer. It just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Which tells me that this movie might be garbage. But Edward Furlong is back.
Did they even show him? I mean, I saw a picture of him from last year and he did not look good.
Hope he got in shape for it. So I know he'd been kind of having some problems, some personal problems.
He looked fucking terrible, dude.
Alright, so... Moving on, we're going to talk about one of Keith's favorite video games, The Witcher. Henry Cavill as Geralt.
So the tone of it is interesting. There's a couple of things that if I was to be a stickler for the series and stuff, he was missing a couple of accessories. He's supposed to have two swords instead of one, but whatever.
Wow. That's...
There's a reason behind it, but even still.
Like, this is the reason why Henry Cavill is not Superman or not Superman moving forward, at least currently. Because once they had their little issues with DC, and he was like, oh, well, Netflix is throwing me a lot of money, so let me go ahead and do this.
Tone to what I saw in the trailer. You're taking your characters from Lord of the Rings, but you put them in real world situations where, you know, death, murder, racism, you know, the elves and the dwarves aren't the beings of the light. They're
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, they have dragons, Keith.
They do have dragons. They do have dragons.
All right, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry, I realized what you were saying. Felt like the elves. I'm like, what the heck is this going to?
They're pretty much second class citizens.
Enough of the history of The Witcher.
I thought that the kind of the dark and grays and not a lot of color and everything, it fit with the game material and everything. So
this
it
might
look
be
decent. It'll look good. I'm gonna check it out definitely.
This might be Netflix's Game of Thrones.
Hopefully, it doesn't start out slow like other Netflix series, and it just kind of picks up from the beginning. And I don't know if they want to call it their Game of Thrones, because Game of Thrones is still left a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
All right, well, let's move on, and let's talk about Top Gun Maverick. So this is a sequel to, I don't know when it came out, like 86, maybe?
Yeah, that's it.
And Tom Cruise still doing Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise might be in one of those jets for real. Once you understand that, this might not be CG.
Right, because everything he does is straight up him. Flying the helicopter the whole nine, so...
There was like one maneuver that he did. I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure that might be him.
Yeah, that was like the way his face was scrunched up. He was like focused. I was like, I think he's actually doing that.
Oh, I just automatically go there anytime I see him in a trailer now. I'm like, yeah, he did that. like Jackie Chan. Like at this point, you just know it's him.
Kind of wondering how they were going to pull off flight sequence. Kind of, we've had 30 years of dogfights and everything, and I was wondering what they were going to do to make it ratchet up the excitement for it. And what I saw in the trailer, it kept my eyes glued to it, because I'm just looking, I'm like, is that Tom Cruise just flying a fighter jet? I mean, they let that dude just launch a jet off of a daggone, like, what is this guy? Like,
he's willing to do whatever it takes for there to be authenticity in the role.
Give him all the credit.
Dude hung off a side of a plane.
Hey, I was about to say, you hang off the side of a plane. I mean, how much further do we need to talk about this, dude?
Yeah, he did that. He did
several
that.
Several times.
And literally said, all it would take is one pebble to the eye. He's done. It's a wrap. And he was still like, oh, that wasn't a good shot. Let's do it again. What? Set on top of the Burj Khalifa. Literally just set on the damn top of it. Just chilling. Like, whatever. Oh, I need to jump out of a plane from 35,000 feet. Why not? Oh, I need to fly a helicopter. I'll learn. Whatever. Come on, man. Seriously.
Where other movies like Pierce Brosnan, James Bond's movies, that is like, all right, well, you see Pierce Brosnan, and then all of a sudden cut to stunt guy.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Tom Cruise is like, hold on. And got up and kept running through the shot.
You know, let's one take this. Tom Cruise, and he's just going straight. It's like, oh, let's one take it again. So the next thing we're going to talk about, did anyone see the fact that there's another Watchmen TV show or something?
Yeah, that came out a while ago. Yeah,
it's on HBO.
Apparently it is a sequel from what I read.
I still hate that movie.
Yeah, I like that movie. I'm afraid to say I like that movie. There's nothing you could have done with The Watchmen to make it watchable. Like, that was the best they could do.
That's when Zack Snyder just went full Zack Snyder.
Nah, he didn't go full Zack Snyder, man.
Sucker Punch might be that movie.
That Sucker Punch was Zack Snyder being Zack Snyder. And I like that movie too, so fuck you.
All right. And then there's also a Snowpiercer TV show.
That actually might be a decent TV show.
I'll watch it. Snowpiercer is a good movie.
Yeah, it's kind of word of mouth, just like everyone just started talking about. Check this out.
Yeah, and final thing would be Jay and Silent Bob.
Hey, I am a Kevin Smith fan. I'm not going to lie. I watched the trailer and I laughed my ass off. I will definitely be there.
Oh, it was pretty good.
Well, it's not that. It's just the fact that I've basically seen all of his movies. So all the cameos and different references, I know where all of them come from. So it's like, and then Method Man and Red Man popped up and I was like, all right, I'm sold. Even though I know it's probably like literally their only scene, I don't care. Because Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back was a funny ass movie to me.
That was really entertaining.
I laughed my ass off of that. And then the fact that Jason Biggs and James Vanderbeek are sitting at a panel in the trailer and they're like, really? Who the fuck's making this shit? I was just like, all right, I definitely gotta go see it. I gotta see it now. So I'm looking forward to it, if nothing else.
Did anyone see anything about the Joker movie?
Nope.
No.
That's not a good sign.
Remember, DC decided to skip Comic-Con this year, so.
Now, I assume they didn't say anything about the Batman movie.
Nope. Okay. Other than Vanessa Kirby is rumored to be up for Catwoman.
Who is Batman? Is it still
Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson.
Still?
Glowing.
Yeah, they're not going to.
Vampire.
No, there's not going to be a recasting, Matt. It is what it is.
No, No, I mean, I didn't know.
Yeah. Other than that, from what I heard, DC is rebooting like everything. So.
Good Lord. Well, I mean, they have a good base to do that. Aquaman and Shazam started that off. And I mean, you still have Wonder Woman still somewhere, I guess, coming out next
year. Well, it got pushed back till next year, but they're pushing Shazam's sequel ASAP now. Because Zachary Levi already said they're kind of already talking about it. They want to get shooting pretty soon. So.
So that's maybe 2020, 21, somewhere around that.
Somewhere around that, because he said they're not doing Black Adam to the third movie. So I think they're trying to kind of fast track everything so they don't lose any of the momentum.
So I thought The Rock was supposed to be getting his own movie for that.
It's DC. Who knows? He's the best I can tell you. Who even knows? Because they'll say one thing and then literally go a totally different direction. Oh, like apparently that Green Lantern theory with Tom Cruise is how Jordan was apparently true, even though it never happened. So. We'll see. They're still supposed to be doing Lantern Corps at some point.
Well, wasn't it Marvel's year last year to kind of skip?
Marvel skipped the last few years, if I remember right.
Marvel skipped, though, because Marvel didn't really need it, to be honest with you. They had already made such an impact. It's not like it was going to make much of a difference. They literally didn't have to start promoting Endgame until the last minute because everybody that knew was already looking forward to that. There's no point in being in any of these conventions, really. And they proved that they could do it without it because when they did their own just pop up press conference and announce Civil War and Infinity War and 1 and 2 and all that. I mean, they had so much press off of that. It was like, why waste time going to Comic-Con doing all of that? I think the only reason why they did it this year is because DC was just like, they're not going to be there. And they were probably, oh, well, we might as well just take advantage of this and make some announcements.
Well, they got to get people ready for the Disney Plus because you notice that they were, it was pretty heavy on that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to do well, but that's just me.
Well, I'll have it, so.
It's not like they already don't have their own streaming service. But
well, again, they're pandering to Marvel fans and Star Wars fans because the main things that keep pushing is all the Marvel shows and The Mandalorian.
And was it Jon Favreau? He's the one that's doing that, if I remember right.
Yep. I think they already greenlit season 2.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, so many lines. I was like, what the hell? The thing I said about Taron Egerton apparently is rumored to be up for Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Did I say that during one of the podcasts?
Yeah, you did. It's a couple of podcasts ago, but yes.
I thought I was like, wait a minute. I thought I just said something about that. And I read that. I was like, oh, shit. I
think you said something about they just put some sideburns on him. He could be Wolverine.
I don't know, man. Marvel needs to hire us. We're getting it right. Oh, my bad. DC needs to hire us. Marvel's already straight. So I wouldn't have cast Robert Pattinson. That's for damn sure.
I'd have kept the whole older Batman thing. I mean, that actually worked. That was intriguing.
Well, I mean, you had Ben Affleck kind of fall down.
I guess when you got a couple Oscars or one Oscar.
Yeah.
And then they were talking about. They have two now. Good Will Hunting, him and Matt Damon won both for screenplay. And then what did he win? Was it director or was it screenplay for Argo? Was that it?
Yeah. I think he won
director.
Yeah. It was an all right movie. I like it.